Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation. I was out at the 12th Hour in the Elgin, Texas. Today is February the 4th, 2023, or it is the 14th day of Adar, 2026. We will start our first service on the Sabbath with a song on Beautiful Garden of Prayer. There's a garden where Yeshua is waiting. There's a place that is wondrously fair. For it glows with the light of His presence. It's a beautiful garden of prayer. A beautiful garden. Garden of prayer, oh, the beautiful garden of prayer. And my Savior reigns, and He opens the gate. See the beautiful garden of prayer. In the garden where Yeshua is waiting, and I go with my burden and care, just to learn from His lips words of comfort, in the beautiful garden of prayer, the beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. For the beautiful garden of prayer, and my Savior of grace, He opens the gate in the beautiful garden of prayer. In the garden where Yeshua is waiting, and He bids you to come meet Him there. Just to bow and receive all His blessings in the beautiful garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden of prayer. And my Savior awaits, and He opens the gate to the beautiful garden of prayer. The covenant and the antitype, taken from track number 8, Ravitchi Halif, now is not the 11th hour. And for those who's following, we have it on page 77. Now is not the 11th hour, Ravitchi Halif. Okay, this is, oh, give thanks, Psalms 105. We're going to do for a prayer thought. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Yahweh. Call upon His name. Let's do it again. Oh, give thanks unto the Yeshua, the Son. We're going to be dealing more with the Son and the whole Bible. He's the Yahweh of this earth by virtue of His blood sacrifice. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Yeshua. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Yeshua. Seek the Yeshua and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, His servant, the children of Jacob his chosen. He is Yeshua, our Savior. His judgments are on all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded unto a thousand generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Now the reason he had to confirm it to Jacob was because Esau had disinherited his birthright. He had sold it initially to Jacob ahead of time, and now he's still wanting to get the blessing from his father Isaac, but Isaac didn't give it to him. He gave it to Jacob, and that's how this covenant was confirmed under Jacob, was by his father Isaac. He confirmed it by blessing Jacob in place of Esau. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it. And it says, verse 11, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they went out from one nation to another, from one kingdom unto another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with the fetters. He was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of Yahweh tried him. For the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him master of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure, and to teach his senators wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, that was Jacob, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal suddenly with his servants. He sent Moses his servant and Aaron whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them, and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs abundance, and the chambers of their king. He spake, and there came divers sorts of flies and lice in all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also and their fig trees and brake the trees of their coast. He spake and the locusts came and the caterpillars and that without number. And they eat up all the herbs in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. He sent smoke also all the firstborn. I say he smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with the silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness. And gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Yahweh. This is where we're at today, folks. Okay, that's the end of our prayer thought. We're going to go right on now into our prayer. Okay, the covenant and the antitype. It says that, behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according unto the covenant that I made to their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith to Yahshua, that this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of the Israel after those days, saith to Yahshua. As this is the Son talking, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their, and I will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. Now this is Yahshua coming and claiming his own that he had shed his blood for, and establishing a covenant with them personally himself. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Yahshua, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahshua, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Jeremiah 31:34. For the old covenant or agreement between the Yahweh and his people is based upon the promises of both parties, to wit, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, thy Yahweh, to observe and to do all of his commandments. This is Yahshua's commandment. He says in John 15:10, in the New Testament, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, which I command thee this day, that the Yahshua, thy Yahweh, will sit thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Yahshua, thy Yahweh. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Yahshua shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. For Yahshua shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Yahshua giveth thee. The Yahshua shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Yahweh, Yahshua, and walk in his ways. Now what does it say there in John 14:6? Yahshua says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Yahshua has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Yahweh. I guess this is Yahweh the Father up in heaven. Deuteronomy 28:1-9, Exodus 19:8. Okay, it says, this first covenant reaches from the time it was ordained unto the imminent and final end gathering of the 12 tribes as a kingdom. And yet, though, never invalidated by the Yahweh, its validity has been persistently negated by the New Testament Church, and its sanctity violated by both the Old and the New Testament churches until this very day. So as the people, failing their promise, have broken Yahweh's commandments, they thereby also have broken the covenant that Yahweh made with their fathers. But in the new covenant, which Yahweh is now about to fulfill, the commandments of Yahweh, Exodus 20:1-17, unlike in the old, will not be written on tables of the stone, Exodus 31:18, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. And at that time, all shall know the Yahshua, from the least of them until the greatest of them. Jeremiah 31:34, exhibiting a church without tares. This compact, which is about to take place, is the second covenant, and his law, being written on the heart, will be perfectly kept. Then and not before will the blessing which his ancient people fail to receive be fully realized. For the Jeremiah also bearing witness that this promised covenant has not yet been fulfilled, but that it is to be honored now and the gathering time declared. Thus speaketh the Yahshua of Israel, Yahweh of the Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Yahshua, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Yahshua, and I will cause them to return unto the land that I gave unto their fathers, and they shall possess it. Jeremiah 30:2-3. These verses show vividly that Yahweh is that the Yahshua, the Son, the Yahweh of this earth, is to validate the second covenant, which he brings his people again from their captivity. That's in Isaiah 11. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Yahshua the host, that I will break the yoke breaks his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more assure themselves of him. But they shall assure the Yahshua, their Yahweh, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Jeremiah 30:8-9. This prophecy, we observe, did not meet the fulfillment and the return of the Jews from their captivity in the ancient Babylon. because at that time Yahweh did not raise up David, the king, their king. They did not, in that fashion, have any king at all of their own, but were under the Medo-Persia rule. The prophecy, therefore, can be applied unto no other time than today, when both Israel and Judah shall be joined into one great kingdom, established in the everlasting righteousness. Then they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, saith Yahshua. Consequently, the fact that there has never been a time from the day that the scripture was written by Moses, 1500 B.C., coming out of Egypt, that 40 years in the wilderness, he wrote the scriptures. Yahshua was the rock in that cloud that went with him. And Yahshua is the one that dictated the Bible to Moses, and he wrote it. The Son dictated the Bible, even to the present day, that every one of Yahweh's people, as a church or a nation, has known the Yahshua and kept his commandments, again proves that the fulfillment of the second covenant, of which the Exodus movement was a type, is yet future. How long, says the Yahshua, will thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Yahshua has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man, Jeremiah 31:22. For this woman must be symbolical, for no one person can possibly encompass another. She must, for this reason, be a symbol of the church, and the man must be the Yahshua, who shall at that time have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, purified the church, Isaiah 4:4. Then will he be under her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her, and will dwell in the midst of her. Zechariah 2:5-11. Okay, it says, though many variously raise their voices against Yahweh's Yahshua establishing the seed of Israel as a righteous and holy nation, free from sinners, they shall fail to overthrow the plans of him who giveth the sun for a light by the day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. For the Yahshua of the host is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahshua, then the seed of Israel also that shall cease from being a nation before me forever, thus saith Yahshua. If Israel above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Yahshua. Jeremiah 31:35-37. As the promises are made only unto Israel, the seed of Abraham, as the original vine, which has been trodden down, this vine must therefore be raised up. Then the penitent Gentiles, by virtue of the adoption, and the Yahshua shall be grafted into it, and only thus the come of the planting of the Yahshua. I say then, hath the Yahshua cast away his people? Thou shalt forbid, for also am it Israel, the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Yahweh hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Was she not what the scripture saith of Eli, how he maketh intercession unto Yahweh against Israel, saying, Yahshua, they have killed the prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of Yahweh unto him? I have reserved unto myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee unto the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant, and that would be the 144,000, waiting to be harvested out of the Adventist church by Yahshua at his second advent to the election of the grace. And if by the grace, then it is no more of the works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be out of the works, then it is no more grace. Okay, it says, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. But the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, Yahweh hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, and unto this day. And David said, let the table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them, that their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. I say then, hath they stumbled that they should fall? For Yahshua forbid. But rather through their fall, and that would be Gilead Center, Trumbull, Texas, 2003, salvation is common to the Gentile. So when Rose was taken out of the way, because he had apostatized, took the whole church with him, so it opened up the way for the Gentiles now to come in, for to prove or to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fate of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? I speak unto you Gentiles, insomuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office, if by any means I may provoke unto emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but the life from the dead? For if the first fruits of Jews be holy, the lump, Jew and Gentile, is also holy. And if the root, the Jew, be holy, so are the branches, whether they be original or grafted in. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, that's a Gentile tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and the fatness of the good olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou, the Gentile, bearest not the root, but the root, the Jew, thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of the unbelief they were broken off. And thou standest by faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant. Yes, here is a New and Living Way, Hebrews 10. Be not high-minded, but fear, if Yahshua spared not the natural branches, the unbelieving Jews, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of Yahshua on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for Yahshua is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by the nature, and were grafted contrary unto nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, that you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened unto Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out a sign of the deliverer, and shall turn away unrighteousness from Jacob, for this is my covenant unto them, and I shall take away there are sins. Okay, it says, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, that would be the 144,000, pure, undefiled by an exact number, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of the Yahweh or without repentance. For as you in the times past have not believed in the Yahshua, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now that believe, or these also now not believe, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For Yahweh, or Yahshua, hath concluded them all in the unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of the Yahshua, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of Yahshua, or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given unto him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and unto him are all things, unto whom be glory forever. Hallelujah. Romans 11. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people, from far. For Yahshua hath called me, Israel, from the womb, and that would be Jacob. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft in his quiver. Hath he hid me, and said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Yahshua, and my work with my Yahweh. And now, saith the Yahshua, that form, oh, that's to go back to the the fatherhood, and now saith to Yahweh, the Father that formed me from the womb, to be his servant, to bring Jacob his posterity again unto him, though Israel be not get it, that shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Yeshua, and my Yahweh shall be my strength. We too may say, though the whole world may reject you, Yeshua and his message, yet we will trust in the Yeshua. He said, it is a light thing if thou shouldst be my servant for the raising up of the 12 tribes of Jacob, and for the restoring of the preserved of Israel only. I will also give thee for a light unto the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation, and to the ends of the earth. Isaiah 49:1-6. And the entire words, those of Israel who declare the sealing message of the 144,000 to the SDA church, shall also declare Yahweh's glory among the Gentiles, that thus be his salvation unto the end of the earth, and bring all their brethren for an offering unto the Yeshua out of all nations. Let's make that the Father. Unto the Yahweh, the Father, out of all nations. Because he's in the most holy place, in the sanctuary, and he's on the judgment day of the atonement. Isaiah 6:19-20. This says the Yeshua, now this is Yeshua the Son talking, as the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, unto him whom man despises, the one whom they call this man, Luke 19:14, see page 71, unto him whom the nation abhorreth, and unto a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Yeshua that is faithful, and as the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Thus saith Yeshua, and an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of the salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people. Oh boy. So he's that chosen one. Jacob was the chosen one. Esau had the birthright by inheritance, alright. But Jacob was his twin brother, the second born. He was the chosen one to have the covenant from Isaac renewed unto him of the people, to establish the earth. There it is right there. For a covenant of the people to establish the earth, the cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say unto the prisoners, go forth unto them that are in the darkness, show yourself, they shall feed in their ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he that hath mercy on them shall feed them, even by the springs of the waters shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and unto these from the north, and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heaven, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountain, for the Asher hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. The Zion said, The Asher hath forsaken me, and now Yahshua hath forgotten me, Isaiah 49:7-14. Sion, S-I-O-N, as we have heard and seen, being the church in which the 144,000 are at the time, the sealing message is heard, and being as the apple of his eye, the Yahshua Asher, shall a woman forget her second child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. My walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste. Thy destroyers and they that made thee waste shall go forth of thee. Isaiah 49:15-17. What is the sinner will be taken out of her, cast away from among the just, Matthew 13:48-49. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come unto thee. As thou livest, saith Yahshua, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as a bride doeth. See Zechariah 8:23. For the Shepherd's Rod, Volume 2, Page 281, for thy waste and thy desolate places and the land of thy destruction shall even now be too near by reason of the inhabitants and they that swallow thee up shall be far away. That is, a great multitude is to join the church, but the sinners shall be kept out of it. For the children which thou shalt have, those who shall be scattered in after thou hast lost the other, those who fell in the slaughter of Ezekiel 9, shall say again in thine ears, The place is too straight for me. Give place unto me that I may dwell. Then shalt thou say in thine heart, Who hath begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children, and am desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro, and who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? This question shows that the Yahshua is ignorant of the great multitude of the Revelation 7:9. For the second fruits, thus saith the Yahshua Yahweh, Behold, I will lift up mine hand unto the Gentiles and set up my standard unto the people. And they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be their nursing fathers, and their queens as their nursing mothers. For they shall bow down unto thee with their face toward the earth, and look up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Yahshua, for there shall not be a shame that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But this saith Yahshua, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. for I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as it with the sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Asher, am thy Savior, and thy Redeemer, as the mighty one of Jacob, Isaiah 49:18-26. But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the Yahweh of Israel. Behold, the name of the Yashur cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of the indignation, and his tongue is a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach unto the midst of the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of the vanity, and there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err, Isaiah 29:23-30, 27:28. But the liberal devises liberal things, and by the liberal things shall he stand, because the palaces shall be forsaken, a multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be for dens forever, a joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field. There it is right there, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness. This is where we live today. And righteousness remain in the fruited field. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness is quietness, and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in a sure dwelling, and in the quiet resting places, when it shall hail coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low, and a low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, but send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. Isaiah 32:8, Isaiah 14:20. Yeah. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might, for the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrite. It says, who among thee shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burning? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despises the pain of the oppressors, that shaketh his hands from holding a bride, and that stoppeth his ear from hearing of evil, hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rock. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Thine heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe? That's the secretary. Where is the receiver? That's the treasurer. Where is he that counted the statistical secretary? The towers, the conference president. Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech. Then thou canst perceive of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. Thou shalt speak and understand all the languages. Isaiah 33:13-19. Strengthen ye the weak hand, and confirm the feeble knees. Say unto them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your Yahweh will come with the vengeance, even Yahweh with the recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out. There you have it, right there. In our Father's house. And streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And the habitation of the dragon, where each lay shall be grass with the reeds and rushes, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness, for the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men. Though fools shall not err therein, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Yahshua shall return and come unto Zion. And that's Mount Zion, the 12th hour that we're in now, with the songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 35:3-10. Insomuch as both the field with the wheat and tares, Matthew 13:30, and the net with the good and the bad, a fish, Matthew 13:47-48, represent the gospel church during the period in which the saints and the hypocrites are commingled. Then the vessels and through which the good fish are placed after the bad are cast away from among them, and the barn and through which the wheat is placed after the tares are separated from it, must necessarily represent the church passing from its unclean state, field, or the net, into another, its purified state, which is symbolized not by the field or by the net, but rather by a barn and by vessels. A new place, safe and clean, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Isaiah 52:1. So no matter what the term we may give unto this new place into which the saints are to be gathered, the place itself will be absolutely free from sin, because all sinners among the righteous have then been destroyed. Since after the separation of the unconverted from among the Yahweh's true people, the church then comprises 144,000 as the first fruits of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, is for the immersion into a theocratic government, and inevitably then the vessels represent the component units, the tribes, into which the redeemed are gathered recently. This is the tribes, which has gathered severally, while the barn, let's read again, into which the redeemed are gathered severally, while the barn represents the composite unit, the kingdom. Let's do that last again. Into which the redeemed are gathered severally, while the barn represents the composite unit, the kingdom, into which they are gathered collectively. And this great gathering is selective, absolute, and final, as it is, only goes to show again that the birth of the kingdom is absolutely dependent upon the purification of the church. Now, this is important, because Yahweh cannot renew this everlasting covenant with anything but a purified church. I sure have sent mine angel to testify unto thee these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of the David, and the bright and morning star. Revelation 22:16. Arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good, and are yet still. Judges 18:9. Be not slothful, act promptly, get ready, follow the Lamb to the ruler of the land. Okay. Well, we've done a pretty good job here. What we're dealing with here is this new an everlasting covenant that's going to be, has to be renewed. Isaac renewed it under Jacob, even though Esau was the one that was in the inheritor of the birthright to get the blessing. Yahweh had to overrule and cause Isaac then to have to overrule. And instead of the preferred blessing going to Esau as the inheritor of the birthright, Isaac had to reach over and extend his blessing unto Jacob. That was called renewing the covenant. Okay, this brings the end of our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on the audio archives to hear this message and more. We're going to close now with a song. Breath in the Soul by Elijah David. Song that I've written February 26, 2006. I used to like the things that tempted me. I just like the world thought it would be a little okay if I sampled this part of me. But just like sin, that's what it is. Started out with a little kiss and ended up with bills long overdue. After I thought I'd had enough of sampling all that wonderful stuff, I went to the yard and threw in the towel. He asked me what changed my mind. If it looked too much of that red wine, and besides that feel living in clean, wet to dry. For the word of Yah is breath and the soul, something that I'll never let go, something that means more than tongue can tell. Rising up early, going to bed late in the quiet hours, and then it's
bathing and I fall asleep to all is well. I used to like the things that appealed to me, just like others I couldn't see. Couldn't take Yahweh's word to save my soul. Then one day I opened his book, something that I'd longed for so, something that I had never known. And as soon as I began to read, I soon discovered I had a great need to be baptized in the likeness of his death. I long for the day to be like him, to be free from sin and whole again. And I close my eyes and see red. Being born of the Spirit and washed in the blood, punching with y'all like nothing else does, fills you with his love now eternally. So take hold, brother, and don't you let go. I wrap his love all around your soul, putting it on display for all the world to see. For the bird of Yahweh's breath and soul, something that I'll never let go. Something that needs more than tongue can tell. Rising up,